Welcome to Evolve to Be Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Tara, and this is a show about grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. And what we've been discussing is how do you move through the chaos of life, not just in terms of when your life is in transition and you're moving through your life and you need to make big decisions with your life, but just on a day-to-day basis, how are you moving through your life? Are you grounded? What does grounding mean? Grounding means that you're centered, that you're calm, that there's a sense of stillness about you, and everything else in your life is just moving. Energy is movement. Energy is flow. It's constantly shifting and changing. And everything is energy, Albert Einstein said. Everything is energy. And if you look at even, you know, sometimes it's easy to feel or sense energy as we move through the day. But we don't even realize that the things that we're touching, things that are solid in front of us, are also energy. So it's not just our bodies and our spirit or our consciousness that is energy, but it's also every solid thing in front of you is energy as well. And solid matter, of course, is just slower, denser moving energy, but it's energy nonetheless. Can we stick our hand through it? Not at the moment. I have a funny story. I have two funny stories, and they're very short. One is that in the evening, I couldn't sleep at night when I was a child. I would spend a lot of time in my own type of meditation. But one of the things that I used to do to kill time would be I would sit in my bed, and I would try to move the door. My bedroom door, I would try to move it with my mind. And it was always open a little bit, and I would just try to move it, see if I could shut it. And I knew that I could do this. And it was just it wasn't like I read these books where these people can move things with their minds, but it was more of just a really inherent thought that I had, that I knew that I could move the door with my mind. Did it ever happen? No. But I still believe that. I still believe that. And the reason being is because we automatically understand in our subconscious, and some of us with our consciousness, our waking awareness, that we can move things with our mind. We have a knowing or a sense that that everything is energy, whether or not we completely understand it on terms of science or in terms of spirituality. There's something in the back of our mind that allows us to know that we can perceive things in a different way, or that we can move objects with our mind, or that we can create a reality with our thoughts. And so I spent a good deal of time as a child trying to do this. And I remember that my son, he was sitting in bed, and I kind of just like walked by his room, and, you know, I just saw him kind of staring, and I was like, you know, I came back and I was like, what are you doing, Nate? And he said, I'm trying to move the door with my mind. And I went, oh, I had never told him the story of what I did, but he was doing the same thing. He was trying to move the door with his mind. And I said, why? He said, because I know that I can, Mom, but I don't understand why it's not working. And I said, you know what, just keep trying, because I think eventually you'll get it. And really what I believe is that eventually the energies on the planet as we move forward in time, the energies are getting faster and faster. What does that mean? Is that the vibrational wavelength frequency of the energy on the planet is much higher, much faster. And with that higher vibrational frequency, energy is moving much, much quicker. The faster the energy, it's lighter. It's not as dense. And that is what we are becoming. We are becoming beings of high vibrational frequency. We are becoming beings of light. And what that is that there is this energy coming down into our physical form. And our physical form is being able to hold our full consciousness, our full spiritual being, our light body. And that is because our physical form is now becoming a higher vibrational frequency. The cells, our cellular level, is vibrating at a higher rate or a higher speed of energy. And so that's going to allow that spiritual body, or I like to call our higher self, to come into physical form. And it's something to be aware of, because it's a responsibility that all of us are having now on this planet. So how do you do that? I call that, you know, it's the care and feeding of our light bodies that is very important. And there are no rules. There is what is happening with you. You know, it's your body, your responsibility, your consciousness, or your higher self coming into physical form. How is that for you? And so it's listening to your body, and it's listening to your own self. And it's also listening to your higher self. What do you need in the moment? What is going to serve you and what doesn't serve you? And it's moving through your life and moving through your day-to-day process in a way that you're choosing to add to your being things that serve you. And then it's eliminating what no longer serves you. And so the process of evolutionary consciousness, in that is you're working towards becoming fully aware, becoming fully conscious, bringing your light body into physical form. And to do that, you will be looking at your thoughts and belief systems, and what serves you and what does not serve you. And positive belief systems, positive thought forms serve you. Negative behaviors, negative thought forms only harm you. They do, you know, they have a purpose and they serve. But honestly, we can do this with ease and grace. And so we no longer need the pain and suffering of the past to uplift us or move us in the direction of higher consciousness or the evolution of consciousness. So we're shifting and changing on a level of awareness within our mind. And then we're shifting in a level of awareness in our actual, in our physical form. And so in doing that, it's very important to find out or to understand or to become aware of what feels right for your body. So the first thing that everybody knows about is drinking water. It's very, very simple. We're, you know, 70% water. Our planet actually reflects the same as what's going on in our physical form. So water is very, very important. One of the things about water and energy and your energy body is that energy is carried through water. So in simplest terms, if your basement is flooded and there's an electrical charge hitting the water, let's say there's a broken electrical cord and it's sitting in the water is charged with electricity. If you step into the water, you'll be electrocuted. Now, and the cord can be all the way across on the other side of the room. And by the way, I want to say that I am not an electrician, so don't quote me on any of that. But that's what I remember. So electricity is carried through water. The charge is carried through water. So if we are water, electricity or our electromagnetic field is supported when we have a lot of water. So when we are dehydrated, it would be harder for that electricity, that electromagnetic field, to function properly. That is one way that you can look at it. So water is very, very important, not just to your physical form, but also to your higher consciousness, your electromagnetic field. The next thing is that it's the food that you eat and what you choose to put in your body and what works for you. And becoming more and more aware of what you're allergic to, how your body reacts to certain foods, is also very, very important. Because you have to remember that your cells are wanting to function at their best, at their most optimal, fullest potential, so that they could harness in the energy. They can harness in higher vibrational frequency. They can harness in your spiritual body. That is what's going on. So, yes, eat for pleasure. But what's giving you real, true pleasure and what is not giving you true pleasure? If you're eating food that makes you feel nauseous, makes you extremely sleepy after you're done eating, my guess is that food is not good for your form, not good for your physical form, and that you should or could, I'm not saying should, because I just did, but what you could do is just bring your awareness into how does it feel after you eat a certain food. And what happens over time is as you start shifting your energies, you start shifting your consciousness, you start to fill your being with unconditional and self-love. You tend to automatically make those decisions that are going to support a positive process for yourself. So it's not this, oh my God, I have to do this, I have to do that. Now she's telling me I need to change the way I eat. I want you to know that it is a process. Your physical form and the process of evolution, the evolution of your consciousness, will all happen with ease and grace. It will start happening automatically. And notice when those choices are being made. You know, I remember when I used to wake up and I used to want to eat eggs and sausage and bacon and have this big breakfast, and just, and then after a while from meditating or when I was doing a lot of exercise, I realized that I felt sluggish after those big meals. So then I just eventually over time started lightening up my meals. And so, really now in the morning, I just want to feel good. I want to wake up and I want to feel amazing. And now I wake up and I have a green drink and I have tea. You know, I used to drink coffee and I still do on occasion when my body needs it. But what I just noticed about coffee was first it didn't taste good, and then it started making me nauseous when I drank it. And that was it. You know, and it was a process over time. It wasn't like I'm quitting coffee, I'm never having it again. Because that in itself is a way that we could sabotage ourselves, put too much pressure on ourselves. And just understanding that this is a process. It is a process that can happen quickly for you, or it's a process that could be slowed down by you. And there's no right or wrong. But I just want you to have the awareness of everything that is happening while your consciousness is evolving and while you're bringing your higher self into physical form. So it's not just about the belief systems and your thoughts that are creating the evolution of consciousness, but it's also your physical being as well. And then as you become this being of light and harnessed into your physical form, you smile more, you become shiny. People recognize that you are this beacon of light. And what that is in the world is there becomes a time and a place where there's nothing for you to do. It's not even preaching. It's not even saying, oh, I'm doing this fantastic da 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 da, or I read this book. It's just you're sitting in this stillness and the silence of a glow that's emanating from your core out into the rest of the world. And people are automatically attracted to that. And that beacon is just maybe you're walking down the street and it's a smile to a stranger and you have no idea that what that smile can do. I remember being in the subway and going to work. And there was a street musician down in the subway. And he looked at me and he smiled. And that whole entire smile shifted my consciousness. And he was like this beacon of light. I swear to God, even to this day, I think I met an angel. I just do. Whether or not it's true or not, it doesn't even matter. I believe that he had wings, they were hidden, and he was an angel. He was the brightest, shiniest man, and he was just bringing joy to everybody in a way that came from his core, the way that it came from the inside, and it burst out of him. So there was nothing that he was having to do. It was more of a sense of having to be, and that is the evolution of process that we're coming into right now. And that's what the awareness is. The awareness starts to shift and change your perceptions of the world that creates a reality or a mirror of your world back to you. And then there's a shift internally that happens in you as you harness in your energy, you harness in your higher self, you become this beacon, you become this pillar of light walking on this planet. I had a dream once where I was in my true form as a fully mastered being of consciousness on Earth. And I was speaking to somebody, and I was showing her that every footstep that we walk on this planet, a crystalline flower grows underneath our feet. And in another dimension that this happens, and eventually what will happen is that dimension will merge into actual physical form, and we will be able to see these crystalline flowers. But it's just this as you just step down, your foot steps down onto the earth and a crystalline flower forms, and you take another step and this crystalline flower forms. That is what we are doing once we harness our full potential, our higher consciousness, our higher self into physical form. And we are this beacon of light that is walking on this planet. We actually step on the earth in such a sacred way that these crystalline flowers blossom and form. And the energy really starts to shift and move. And just by being, we become the change that we are, that we want to see in the world. You know, there's a saying, we are the ones that we have been waiting for. My beautiful friend Rob once said to me, I am the sacred site you've been looking for. And it wasn't, I've been looking for him. It's, take that in as yourself. So if you can just sit for a moment and breathe in and connect into your heart and say, I am the sacred site you've been looking for. And I, meaning yourself, and you, meaning I, yourself. So it's, you are the sacred site that you have been looking for. There's an old saying too, our body is a temple. That's exactly what that means, is that your body is the temple that houses your higher self. Your spark of divinity lies within your own physical form. And that is your goal. That is where we're walking towards in this journey that we call life. And we all take different paths. And our path will shift and change constantly because life is energy, and what we're doing here is energy, and it's being grounded and centered and having your physical form and your energy as a pillar so you may become that solid beacon when everything else is shifting and changing around you. And that is what grounding meditation does for you. It's just a really solid way to anchor yourself in to your physical form, your true self, the truth of who you are, anchored into physical form, happens just by doing a grounding meditation. So you can understand why grounding meditation is the most essential piece of your practice, of your spiritual practice. Whether or not you have one or not, or you're on your way to creating one, this is the very first step, is the grounding meditation. And with that, we will do our grounding meditation. So the first thing is to find a place that's comfortable for you. You can lay down. And just a quick reminder, if you do lay down and you fall asleep, there's no worries. You still are doing the meditation. You're still receiving through your subconscious. You're still receiving the information, and your energy will just move as you receive the information. If you're sitting, your back is straight, you're at the edge of the chair, and your feet are flat on the floor. And if you're choosing to stand during this meditation, your eyes are open, your knees are bent. Two very important pieces of information. Your eyes are open and your knees are bent. And I recommend that if you are a healer of any modality, that you start to do your grounding meditations while standing. It's very important. This is to train your energy and your body to be grounded while you're giving a healing session. So if you're standing, your eyes are open and your legs are shoulder width apart and there's a slight bend in your knee. And receive a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. Bringing all of your awareness into this present moment right here and right now. If your eyes are open, just find a spot in front of you to rest your focus and your gaze is one-pointed. If your eyes are closed, you're resting your focus in the center of your forehead in between your eyebrows. You can also find a spot. Take a deep breath in and out. And breathe in and out. Allowing your focus to just rest at the center of your forehead. You're going to be calling forth all of your scattered energy. Energy gets scattered throughout the day when we think about other things. So you're just gently calling back all of your scattered energy back into your body. Just calling back your energy from the past right here and right now. Calling all the energy from your future, calling it back right here and right now. Any thoughts that float away, any memories that you've had of past experiences, just bringing those memories and that energy that's scattered back into the present moment right here and right now. And receive a deep breath in and out. And just bringing your awareness into your body. Bringing your awareness to your breath. Bringing awareness to your pelvis by placing your hands right below your belly button. Bringing your hands to your lower torso brings your conscious awareness into your body. Consciousness is awareness. You're just bringing your awareness into your form, into your physical form. And using your imagination, your pranic tube will be larger than your body or wider than your body. The old pranic tube was about an inch or two wide, running up and down your body in front of your spinal column. Just imagine that it's wider than your body, coming out 1 foot or 2 feet beyond your physical form. And it's just a tube of light, almost like a male tube. And bringing your awareness back into your body, there is a ball of light that's sitting right in front of your spinal column. That is your spark of divinity, your ball of light. And just know it's there. You don't even have to sense it or feel it. There's just a knowing. Use your imagination. Allowing your imagination to create form. That ball of light is sparkling and shiny. It might make you feel really bubbly and good. And it's growing. As you become aware of it or sense it or imagine it, it grows and it sparkles and it breathes life into it because you're bringing awareness to its form. And as you breathe in and out, it becomes larger. You might sense that your pelvis is getting warmer, or just the space is filling up with a presence. That presence is your spark of divinity. It is you. We all have different ways of sensing. Just allow yourself to have the sense, even if it's just your imagination. And now move that ball of light out past your hips, out of your physical form, and allowing that ball of light to touch your pranic tube. And I move my hands out beyond my physical form so I may sense that ball of light growing 360 degrees around me. I actually feel like a pulsing sensation in between my body and my hands. It could just be a knowing that it's happening, or just an allowing that, yes, it is happening. As I speak, your thoughts are moving the energy. That is what visualization meditations are. It's allowing to hear a thought, hear words to move your energy. Allow that pulsing to get stronger. Allow that brilliance of your divine spark to get brighter. To allow your sense, your cellular level, to really experience and take in the joy and the pleasure of your divine spark. Your divine spark of who the truth of you resides in your body. Just say yes. Say yes to having a divine spark within your body and now coming out, surrounding your body as a ball of light, touching your pranic tube. All you have to do is say yes, and it happens. Boom. And now that ball of light is just shooting down your legs, down through that pranic tube and into the earth, sliding down through all the organic matter of our beautiful, beautiful planet. The dirt, the soil, the roots of the trees and the plants and the rocks and the water, and whatever organic material is down there, minerals, crystalline structures, all kinds of stuff. You're moving very quickly down, following your pranic tube that's already sunken into the earth. Moving your spark of divinity down into the earth very quickly, running through, there's 4,000 miles or so of organic matter. And then sinking down into the lava core, that molten lava rock. And just notice that there's a shift in the energy. Whatever you sense. But you're coming down into the molten lava magma. This is where I drop my entire body into this layer of the earth. I allow the lava, the hot molten lava, to just surround my entire being. And then I ask that that molten lava rock just gently come into my physical form to burn out any energies that no longer serve me, any energies that do not belong to me. I almost sense like everything becomes like black and hard, and then because of the heat and the burning, it quickly becomes ash, and then it goes whoosh, and I just feel this lightness of being. I move through this lava. I like to move through it so I get a really great sense of what that feels like. I spend time in this place to receive messages. I connect into Pele, the goddess of creation, the goddess of fire. I spend time in this place to get a really great understanding that I do not have to hang on to things that don't serve me. Receiving cellular cleansing. And then I move my energy down. And you move your energy down through the lava core and down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. So you're following that pranic tube down through the lava. And then entering and sliding into those permanent electromagnetic grids. They are lines of light. And the lines of light of your energy field are connecting into these lines of light of the earth. You're connecting and they're clearing your field and they're charging your lines of light. That the grid templates that give your energy field structure are connecting and clearing and charging within the grid templates of Mother Earth. This is where the true grounding really happens in this place. There's a locking in as you move down through this layer. You can use your spiritual eyes and look around to see. I use my spiritual eyes as I look down, sliding through my pranic tube towards the center of Earth, towards her essence, which I see as a ball of light. But I'm moving down, I see these layers, these lines of light, all different colors. And it's like click, 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 click as I move down. And I can sense a real locking into my energy grids. And there's a clearing and a charging going on. And I slide down deeper into Mother Earth, and I slide down into her ball of light, which is her essence. It's my ball of light, and her ball of light are deeply connecting and charging into each other. There's almost like a sense of recognition and a waking up in this place. And I feel complete joy. As you drop down into the essence of Mother Earth, your essence and Mother Earth's essence are connected in. And you gently drop down further and further until you just stop at a place where if you look down with your spiritual eyes, your feet connect into flowering buds of crystalline energy. It's like a little crystalline flower just comes right up over your feet, click, click, clicking you in. And you're just feeling a sense of stillness in this place. Your spiritual eyes may even notice there's a brightness here. And there's an opening of heart energy as you receive the heart energy of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth receives the heart energy of you. And in a sense, it's a place of coming home. In a sense, it's a place of working out any kind of wounding that has happened here in this place of sitting in the arms of the mother. Do you have any of your own wounding of the mirror of your childhood with your mother? This is a place where you are held so unconditionally that it will mend and heal all aspects of your being in this moment. Did you not receive the love you needed from your mother, your physical mother? Open up to the opportunities that right now you can receive that love that you've never received, that you thought you needed, that you desperately longed for. It's okay now, you're in this safe place. Open your heart to receive this love. In this place, the strength of Mother Earth, her great wisdom, her knowledge, and her great power can hold a place for you if there's any anger or any sadness. Allow that to release out of your field. Allow Mother Earth to hold that for you because it no longer serves you. Making room within your own being to receive more unconditional love, to receive more of the truth of who you are. Allow Mother Earth in this place to take away all of your pain and all of your suffering. In fact, you can visualize some darkness leaving your body, leaving your energy, and just allowing Mother Earth and her brilliance to absorb that dark energy. She is more than willing to be in service, for that's what she does. Mother Earth is in service to our evolution of consciousness. And deeply honored in that service, she doesn't mind. She can hold so much. There's nothing to feel guilty about. There is nothing to feel like, oh, she's done so much for you already. She longs for this. She longs to hold you. She longs to hold you in her heart so that you may heal your pain and suffering. And she longs to be a witness to the opening of your heart, so that you may bring in the fullest expression of the truth of who you are into your physical form. It's a gentle place. It's a deep, deep place of wonder, of beauty, of excitement, of expression, your divine spark walking on this earth. Mother Earth is in gratitude to be a witness, to be of support, to be of service, just like you are in service of her, in ways you may not even fully understand yet. But you're in a symbiotic relationship with each other. One that does not have to be perfected. Because she sees it in divine perfection as it is. Receive a breath in. And at this time, you will receive a message from Mother Earth. The message may come in words, it may come in a feeling. The message may come in a symbol. The message may come to you subconsciously, and it will be revealed over time. And now, in gratitude, in honor, and appreciation, say thank you. Say thank you to yourself for being present here in this place, sitting in the divine grace of Mother Earth, sitting in the divine grace of your own being, and allowing this moment to truly happen. Allowing a healing to take place within your own being. Allowing, you know, having the gratitude that you allowed a little bit of your pain and suffering to be gone, to release out of your own being. And now, using your spiritual eyes, you will look up and seeing your pranic tube is going up out of Mother Earth, and you start to rise, your ball of essence and your consciousness just rising up through that ball of light that is the Earth's divine essence, rising up, 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 and coming into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. This place of locking in. You have just had an experience of sitting into the divine presence of Mother Earth. This grid forms, these electromagnetic grids that you are now anchoring into on your way up out of the Earth, are locking you into a vibrational frequency that is very new. This new place of healing, this new presence, this new form that you have just become through this new experience of oneness with the earth, oneness with yourself. Using your spiritual eyes to look around or any sense that you have, just noticing the shifting and changing. As you move up through your pranic tube, up through these layers, these connecting layers of grid patterning and lines of light. Click, click, click. Clicking, locking you in. Connecting, clearing, and charging your field as you move up through these lines of light. And you move up, up, up. Through the permanent electromagnetic grids of Earth, you are now entering into the molten lava layer of the Earth, this highly charged, molten hot rock that is now kind of burning and permanently melding in this new way of being through your field. As you move through that molten lava rock, you could almost imagine that it's just creating a permanence in your field of high vibrational frequency. There's a knowing that your energy is clear, that your energy is clean, that it's vibrant, that it's highly charged, very powerful, that you've locked into this wisdom and knowledge of Mother Earth that you're carrying back with you in your energy field back into your physical form. There's a knowing, a groundingness that you're deeply connected into Mother Earth. As you move through this lava core, this lava is charging your field, permanently melding this wavelength frequency, this energy into your being. And you move up, 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 up through the lava, slowing down and just allowing that lava to come over you and through you. And then you move up into the layers of organic material of Mother Earth. You will feel a different sensation here. And as you move through these layers of organic material, your heart is just opening and spreading to the surface of Mother Earth. Deep gratitude and appreciation and thank you. You're moving your heart into the form, the physical form of Mother Earth as you slide up through your pranic tube back towards your body. Just notice what's here. What are you connecting into? Do you connect into the ancient rock people? You connect into the roots of the trees, the plants? Do you connect into the waters of Mother Earth? You connect into the stillness of her soil, or maybe the creepy crawlies that belong in the soil? Do you connect into the Devic realms, the fairy kingdom? The beings of inner earth, do you connect in there? As you slide up through the organic layers of Mother Earth, knowing that you belong here in physical form on this planet. And you slide up towards Mother Earth. What is your experience here? What is your awareness? What is your connection? And you move up through your pranic tube, up, up, up through the organic layers of the earth back towards your body. You could bring the awareness back it just kind of pops back up into your body. There might be a pressure through your feet, or all of a sudden, the closer you get to your body, you automatically jump back in. Pop. Right back into your body and right back up into your heart center. And your heart expanding out 360 degrees with your heart connection into the heart connection of Mother Earth. You are one. You feel a presence within your own being of a strength of the wisdom and the knowledge and the divine connection that you have with Mother Earth. You feel a sense of belonging, a sense of calm. Bringing your awareness into your cellular form. Feeling you're just slightly different, slightly subtly changed by this experience. More clear. Lighter. There's a sense of letting go, and there's a really great sense that no matter what is shifting and changing and going on in your life on a moment-to-moment basis, you are deeply, deeply grounded and connected into the earth. And receive a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. And in this moment, I ask that the divine presence come into my physical form and to my energetic form, that I become a clear channel of the divine presence, the divine source. And that to all those that are listening now, listening at another time, to all those present, to all those sentient beings on the planet, I give a oneness blessing. I allow that divine source to come through my being, through my hands. Heart is open to this oneness blessing, a blessing of pure light and pure healing. Enjoy this beautiful day, these beautiful moments. Have an amazing week filled with grace and ease. And I wish you all peace on your journey. Thank you.